I think it's quite sad that he has to wear the muzzle, but it is part of the regulations, and I risk his life if I don't do that, so it's really important. I decorate his muzzle, and I do that deliberately, and it's worked twofold, really. I just put, it's all as is, but I just put some plastic coloured tape over it, make sure that's all nice and comfortable for him. What it does is, because the actual he is white and ginger, so a black muzzle on his face looks quite heavy and quite forbidding, and people do turn and walk away. I find that sort of a pretty sort of tape on it, people are much more happy to approach him. They ask more questions, and I like that because I can explain to them exactly why he has to wear it, and a lot of them are very shocked and don't understand, and, you know, see it as being as ridiculous as you know, I do and other people who have exempted dogs. I think most of it is about education, you know, it's about informing people, it's about educating children at that sort of level, that younger age group, where they understand how you approach dogs, you know, how you treat dogs, that you don't snatch food away from them. You know, any dog is capable of biting, and we need to stop looking at this is the only breed. It lulls the general public into a false sense of security that there are only four breeds that are dangerous, and I've heard people say that. Any dog is capable of biting, and we need to stop looking at this is the only breed. It lulls the general public into a false sense of security that there are only four breeds that are dangerous, and I've heard people say that. I'm so delighted that the RSPCA are standing up and saying this, because it needs larger organisations to get the word out there.